I'm back again, and we are once more in my kitchen, and I'm just reaching into the fridge. I'm doing quesadillas tonight in this pancake maker, quesadilla maker, omelet maker. The one thing I will not be doing is omelets, because I don't like omelets, so you won't get to see that demoed, hear that demoed, but I am going to make quesadillas, and I've got my mixture all ready to go. And I'm preheating the machines, and I'm using Audible this time. I have my 5-minute limit, so I can't go through the whole process. But if you missed my, the machine's ready to go, good. If you missed my original post about making pancakes, just bring up my Twitter timeline and you should be able to get it. So, what you do here is you take the tortilla shell. I've got just your basic flour tortillas. And you put the bottom one down. And it's sort of bubbling a little bit. And then put the tortilla mix on. And I've chosen to do ground beef, and I did ground beef and refried beans and taco seasoning, basically. This is proving to be a bit more difficult because I'm trying to spread it and I can't really feel the edges very well. So I don't know what I'm totally going to end up with here. This could be a bit messy. but I'm doing the stuff. And then I'm going to add some cheese. And there, that should be enough, I hope. And then I'll add some cheese. I think next time I would be better off building this on a plate and then transferring the whole thing to the machine. I think that would be a wiser thing to do in the future. So I'm adding some cheese, sprinkling all around, and then I'll add the top shell. And my grocery store gave me some really bad tortilla wraps here. Now I'm going to close it up and set the timer for 2 minutes. That seems to be the magic number for this machine, is 2 minutes. And of course, everything's already warm, so this is just basically toasting it all together, warming the tortilla shell, melting the cheese, that kind of thing. And so we'll see exactly what's going to happen here. And the cheese that I got is like a Mexican cheese. I figured that'd be kind of nice for tacos. Or Mexican food, anyway. And I'm going to move my pan off my burner and move the plate over. You can hear it bubbling. I'll shut up so you can hear it. So it's doing something, whether it's actually doing what it's supposed to do or bubbling all over the inside of the machine, I don't know yet. We will find out very, very shortly. And I'm trying to find a spatula. Yeah, there's one in the dishwasher. Okay. So we'll check this out in a minute and cross your fingers that it turned out. I do think, like I said, that next time I will do the mix it, put it together on a plate, and then move the whole thing over, because it's too hard to make sure things are centered and spread out well, because you're not really using